Good evening and welcome everybody on BBS Radio, our listeners. Welcome to the Monday Night Call with Wynn and Terry. Today is July 29th, 2019, and I am Prudence, your host tonight, your moderator tonight, filling in for Hive. And I'd like to welcome you, and you can enjoy our callers dialing in live on the dial-in number, which, if you have a pen ready, is 712-770-5600, and the access code is 172746#. Hello, would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to.
Terry and Sedona.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello. Hi.
I am filling in for Highs tonight, so I might be a little rusty. Go ahead, Antonio.
I heard the music playing, and I was like, is today Monday?
Yeah.
Highs, we would be here. And he's playing his music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't have that music.
And I listened to the Sunday call about they told me to listen.
Yeah.
Yellow.
So you listen?
I listened to the replay, but I don't think it's the... When I asked my question, I don't think I asked it specifically enough.
Okay.
Because, like, the stuff that I have, it's not, like, I don't have any sentimental attachment to them. It's just things that I would get, like, because of my OCD, it would say, get that, and get that, and get that, and I didn't really need anything, so... It's just there, and like when I get stuff, I get it, but then I can't let go of it, even though it has no meaning or value to me.
Even though you don't use it?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. It's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer.
Great, thank you.
Hi, Antonio. Hi, guys.
So I don't know if I could, like, do another question and just reword it differently. Or will I get the same answer?
No, you go ahead and just reword it differently.
Okay. Thank you, Terry.
Hello. Welcome to the Monday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Heis. Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Voice is a little higher tonight.
Hi, Prudy. I knew it was you.
I knew you knew.
I knew.
Hi. Welcome to the call.
Oh, my
gosh. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yo, Lauren from Forest, Washington.
Hi, Lauren.
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
And anybody else?
Barb from Ohio.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Barb.
I heard another ding back there.
Ding bat?
Ding, yeah. I've been called that.
Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Roger in Austin, Texas.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hi.
And hello, VBS listeners. You're listening to Monday, July 29th. And every time you hear a ding, we have a caller joining us live. I am Prudence, otherwise known as Prudy, filling in for Heise tonight.
And hey, doing Lauren. A fine job.
Lauren, did you
Thank
know that
you.
John Ott guy that Abby was talking about?
John Ott?
Yeah. Abby mentioned him. Light and radiation, light radiation and you, or something. You wrote a book. I heard the Ott lamp.
Yeah,
apparently,
yeah.
Created.
Yeah. Gosh, he's been this. He, I wonder if he's still alive. I don't know.
I think not. Looking at him online, I think he might not be anymore. Not in 3D, anyway.
Right. Yeah, I did some really good work. He's the first one to put out actual full spectrum white light with a high color temperature. And
hi, welcome to the Monday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Yes, ma'am.
Surprise,
hey.
Surprise. It's me.
Yeah.
And there is another caller. Would you like to say your name and location? Okay, we thank you for joining us. Anyone can remain anonymous on this call and all our calls.
I can feel energy right now.
All right.
I can feel the
love.
It
doesn't take long anymore, does it? Comes
no.
in quickly.
Nice to feel that old energy.
Like it just feels warm, but not like uncomfortable warm.
Mm-hmm. Warm and fuzzy.
Yes.
All right.
And I was asking somebody, the Elohim, that I was extremely sensitive to energy, but then I was like, well, if I'm sensitive to energy, how come I can't feel the energy sometimes on the whole planet healing call?
I don't know.
I can,
you
I can
them.
Mention something. I can
ask them that.
It might be a felt. I don't know. Like for me, I don't feel it per se. I sense it. There's a calm, clear
uh-huh.
sense to it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the it's very comfortable, and the and you can actually distinguish presences.
The quality
in the background.
Of the air changes. Do you feel that? The quality of the
yeah.
air. Gets real clear
yeah.
and crisp, like light.
Yeah.
Excuse me a second. We had a caller join us. Hello, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, Prudy and everyone. Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
I could feel energy sometimes on my crown chakra and the third eye, and sometimes I'll be feeling sad or depressed, and I go on the call, then it just goes away.
That's great.
Yeah.
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 That's wonderful.
I feel mine in my palm chakra.
Hmm. Oh.
They tingle.
I feel like tingle.
They tingle.
Cool.
Now that you bring it up. Now that you bring it up, I can feel the tingling through not just the palms, but through my fingers also.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Mine been going up through my arms. So, like that one night that Wynn was in his car on
mm-hmm.
that Saturday night, the tinglies went almost through my whole body.
Wow.
Mm.
And then I had a color show, too. So that was pretty amazing.
All right. What colors did you see?
It starts out with purple and gold, and then sometimes it'll morph into like a real deep indigo bluish color. And then I'll get white.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll get a white.
That's pretty.
When I sit in the sun, I get all of them. I start from the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, sky blue, and then I get the purple, and then, yeah, and the green is just totally amazing.
Yeah,
it's kind of an iridescent
quality to it.
Really, really bright, vivid. Vivid is the one way I can describe it. Very vivid.
Yeah, yeah.
I see like the colors of the spectrum or the rainbow also, and that blue has shifted over the last few years, and it's become more like a iceberg blue. It's real pretty. It's interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah, when I see it, I keep waiting to see something show up in the sky. It's like a sky blue.
Mm-hmm. Hello, and welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
My name is Nick Bontempo, and I'm in Perth, Western Australia.
Hello, Nick. Wow. Thanks for joining
me.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Nick. Hi.
How are you, though? Yes, I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
I know everybody's asked you this before, but what time is it in Perth?
Nick, what time is it there, Nick?
It's just after 9 a.m. in the morning here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
It's 12 hours.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Exactly the other side of the road from where I am. We got 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Eastern time.
Yeah, Eastern. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready to go to bed, and you guys just got up.
Just starting the day, yeah. I get up at 4:30 every morning, so yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
For your job.
How was the sunrise today? So we can look forward to it. How's
beautiful,
the sunrise?
Mate. I've actually been noticing them a little bit the last couple of days. They're quite nice. But I start work at 6:30 in the morning, and but I get up a little bit early because it takes me half an hour to get to work, and I like to do some stretching and some meditation before I leave for the day. So
Start your day off good.
Yeah. Hello, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
I didn't have an echo.
I know.
Let me see if I can find it.
No, I'm doing the echo.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, this is Heis in Los Marinos.
Hey, Heis.
Hello.
Hey, Heis.
Hi, this is your call. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start. All right?
All righty. I got the ding.
Okay.
All right.
I can't quite start yet. Hang on just 1 second.
Let's get our frequency on.
Oh, you're so funny. That's good.
I'm just uploading something.
Do you want to do it the ohm?
Ohm. Yeah, key of ohm.
You sound good.
Just 1 second. I'm just uploading a file. Now. Let's make sure it got uploaded. Uh-oh. Now. We're meditating now.
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 29th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Everybody, everywhere. And I just uploaded something that I chose to play for tonight. And now it's not showing up in my things to play. So, all right, so I'm not going to play what I planned to play. I'm going to play something from October 26, 2009, and it's labeled Earth Changes. Now, I don't remember what it is. I wanted to preview it because I had picked something else, uploaded it, and now it didn't show up in the whole thing. So let's see what we said about Earth Changes in 2009. So I hope, as soon as Terry comes on, we'll start some of the questioning. But we did a long introduction 2 weeks ago, and then everyone was disappointed because we only had a 7-minute conversation at the end with our source. But I guess I'm going to have to talk until I hear Terry on the line. Terry, are you there? Okay. So some things never change.
She was here.
Many of you know and are aware this idea that we are all one. It's been the theme of music. It's been the theme of religions.
Muted.
Oh, I think I hear Terry.
Yes.
Oh, good. And so, are you in a quiet place, Terry?
Not yet. I'm on the freeway. You probably hear my car.
I hear your car, but don't start channeling while you're on the freeway. Just let me know when you are at a good spot, okay?
All right.
So, in this idea that we're all one, most of us have no clue as to what that means experientially, other than being a very nice idea. So when we started this channeling, Terry, maybe you should mute yourself until you're in a good spot, okay?
Okay.
This energy in your space. Many people have one of these thought yet, Terry. I'm moving forward.
I'm 4 blocks away.
Okay. Well, just be. And it's not a game. It's not phenomenal. On this line, everyone listening on BBS, we are invoking a braiding of our energies and an experience of oneness. And we're in this experience, and you can just say to yourself, I send my loving energy to everyone on this line. And that helps open you up to it. Some of you have noticed from the time I started doing this till now that the top of your head is, I don't know what the English word is to describe it, you're far more aware of it. Some of you can see light energy. Some of you can feel it. And those are indications that you're activating yourself, not only in your body, but out of the body, and creating an expansion beyond the veil. And when we do this,
those higher sources can see us. Or see is not the right word. They are aware of us. Somehow or another, they can feel light energy, and they can join with our energy. And we're going to invite them to join with each of you that's open to that experience. You may feel like a blanket of energy all around you as they move into your space. Only if you're open. I know this really happens because I've just had too many people email me from all over the world that they're having this experience. And now they're around you, you can let that energy flow in you. And you're really opening yourself up to a higher aspect of you. They are you, you are them, and we are feeling that energy. And while this is taking place, Terry, you're making static. Keep your microphone still. While this is taking place, you might just imagine the idea that if you think something, they can hear you. And you can ask for special blessings, the light to be sent to yourself, to an issue you're dealing with, someone else who's sick. And sometimes people do this on these calls, and they have miracles happen. So take a moment and silently make any requests for the highest good of all concerned, that you would like this higher aspect of you to help you with. What we've done just now is call in the light, and we've created a connection for those of you that are open to these higher sources. When we have this connection and when we activate it, it's a very significant thing. First of all, it's significant for you and your own healing of your own lower level patterns. Second of all, it's significant to the planet, to the Earth, because you are now being a conduit into the energy of the Earth from these higher spaces. And when you do that, you are helping to heal the Earth. You are communing with the Earth. You can take a moment and feel the energy coming back up from the Earth into your body. And it's my understanding that the more people in an area that can do this, the more protected that area is from drastic Earth changes. Most humans don't do this. Most humans are in isolated energy units, both separated from the higher realms and separated from the Earth. They're just a contained energy in their body and trying to make themselves happier within that contained energy. And in normal times, that's not a big problem. But these are not normal times. These are exceptional times. We are involved in what's called a dimensional shift. And there's a tremendous amount of energy that's available to us. And of course, if you've read my material, you'll know that this is not going to be a normal transition when you die. There's a shift going on where the Earth is lifting its vibration to fourth chakra. And if you're to participate in this higher level Earth, your own heart chakra has to be open. That's exactly what we're doing on this call. We are opening up our chakras, those of you that are experiencing that. So on that note, I'm going to call in the light, and Terry, this very energy that you're feeling, Terry is, now this is a leap of faith, I'm not going to tell you to believe this, but it's my experience that Terry and my friend Daphne both are able to be voices for these energies. And they can tell you, can tell us, they can see the energy flows going into our planet, and they can sense things that are going to happen. And there's been a number of experiences where they have been extremely accurate, and sometimes they've been off, or sometimes, as I said in the email that I sent today, it all works according to probability vortices. In other words, if everything is just the way it is right now and keeps moving into the future, then here is the likelihood of something happening, like 65% or 40%, you know, statistics. Now, just the fact that we are doing this energy right now, I'm bringing in this energy, changes the statistics to a certain degree. So that's why I do all these calls, because I know it works this way, particularly our Sunday morning grid healing, where we just focus on bringing in this energy and sending it to locations around our planet. And I say that I started this as an experiment. I said, can this really work? Can a group of highly intended people come together and create a group energy and create a prayer, and, you know, an intention that's expressed into these other realms to a high group energy? It's actually a prayer. It's like a request for their help. It's a request for the flow of energy. And could this make a difference? And I said, we'll see if this works. And we did it week after week after week, and I'm observing and watching. And then I see people coming back to me and telling me, Wynn, my breast cancer went away after your call. Or somebody I wished that would call me suddenly phoned me. Or we put something into the light and something changed of a geophysical nature, like a hurricane shifts direction. Now, I don't know. I don't really want to take credit for any of that. I'm just sitting here doing the call. Whatever happens, happens. But there's been enough indications that some things have happened that have given me the idea that this might be working. So on that note, I'm going to shut up, I'm going to call in the light, I'm going to have a discussion with our source, and our source identifies itself by the name Ra'an. Ra'an. And they explain themselves to be a conglomeration, or a council of members of two group souls that I had become aware of individually, and that decided to work with me in a team effort on the other side, because I had learned to identify the frequencies or the energies of both group souls. So we have the Ra group, which is the, if I have it right, the group soul that spoke through Edgar Cayce, that delivered channelings to David Wilcock while I was writing my book, and it's made up of graduates of this realm over perhaps millions of years. And then we have the Elohim group, which is the group soul that created our realm and is at the very top of the matrix and just at the beginning of creation. So you can't get any better than that. Now, I'm not saying that's who it is. I'm saying that's how they explain themselves. And my own personal opinion is I think they are who they say they are. But it's up to each person to make their own decision. And you're going to be able to hear them speak in just a moment through Terry. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy that radiates from the center of our universe to the center of our galaxy, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a blending of our energies, which I already did, I'm just saying it again, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to other, to join with our energies, to blend with us. For the duration of this call, and that only positive service to other energies operating in the Christed light, or another way of saying that is honoring the law of one, that we are all part of one energy separated. And in this call, we are remembering, we are reconnecting with the parts of ourselves that we've become separated from. And so we're going to have an introduction, and they just reminding the topic of this call is Earth Changes, and I turn it over to our source, and they can identify themselves and greet us all verbally.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our joy to be with you and our honor to be with you, each and every one of you today. You have been speaking of miracles, and you have been speaking of earth changes. In the higher realms, particularly in the higher realm of the Elohim, a miracle is not a miracle. A miracle is using technology and methods that are not known to the earth realm. We are masters of techniques and vibrations which may be applied in certain ways to clear illness and to help answer prayers. The book, The Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which hold on for a minute. Someone has pulled in next to the parking space here. The Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which Winfrey, Daphne and Terry have put together with channelings from the higher realms, has the basis for the technology of creation, where Lynn asked many questions concerning creation. This book, when read and understood, can provide a backdrop for our creation and can provide a whole new slant upon the earth realm, the third density. Instead of being a fixed object or set of objects, it becomes a moment by moment in the now creation. And the moment by moment now creation can be changed with the free will of the creators, any of which are fully within the third density. Obtaining or getting in contact or communication with the factors or life forms or life factors within the third density, then when those factors can, in their creation, see a different outcome, then can change the course, the projected course, the probabilities of the future of that sphere which those creators are creating. This is inclusive of life, which one does not ordinarily view as life, of the rocks and the trees and the landscape in various parts of the world. It all follows certain higher rules that can be changed. The rules can be changed as there is a higher set of rules that the lower trajectories can move into, and so break the rules and create so-called miracles. Do you have questions?
Well, the topic of this call is earth changes. And I would guess that we have a number of people on this call that have been on the call quite regularly, and it's a small group of people, and that the fact that we're on this call and we connect with your energies has some effect on the trajectory of possible outcomes. But we don't have a lot of people on the call. We probably have, well, maybe 50 or 60 people at the most. And given the way things look right now, and I'm going to ask later how it would look if we had 1,000 people on this call, and if we had 10,000 people on this call who were learning to feel these energies and be learning to become co-creators, because there are many people in this realm that have never been exposed to this. And I know it could make a huge difference in their lives. But, for example, There are many people who have predicted a pole shift, which could impact all the land masses on the planet. Can you tell us?
What was the word you used? A what?
Pole shift.
Okay.
Is that something which is still a possibility? And if so, given the trajectories as they look right at this moment, what are the percentages of that possibility at this moment?
Clarification is needed for your question. There are two different poles. There is the magnetic pole, and then there is the geographical pole. The magnetic pole has been shifting and has been moving away from the geometric north. It has been moving, it is east, southeast of the magnetic north, and has been moving to the point that airports with large runways have had to change the direction of their runways so that the planes can still take off and land with the same compass headings to take into account the change in magnetic north. So the magnetic pole has been and is shifting. The geological north-south, give us a moment. The magnetic north shifts fairly regularly every 10,000 or so years. The geological north, give us a moment. This would take an event to flip the geological north. There is a wobble within the Earth in its trajectory as it moves around the sun. At times it tips more toward the sun, and times it tips away. We do not see a flipping of the geological north to south or vice versa. We do not see such a flipping.
The movement of the magnetic north, how does that have an impact on the inhabitants of our planet? And could you explain that impact?
The inhabitants include the dolphins and the whales, which have magnetite in their brains, which helps guide them in their trajectory, and this does affect them when the geomagnetic north changes much, as an airplane taking off to a compass setting needs to readjust. So the animals need to readjust as they use magnetic lines for the migration from north to south and south to north. And this is one reason that there have been whales beached and dolphins beached, as the normal guiding lines have changed, but they have not yet changed. It is a selection of the species that the ones that are able to coordinate the changes to the magnetic lines with their own memory of the route and are able to modify and correct the route to the new magnetic and coordinate it with their awareness of surroundings, the more brighter and alert are able to, instead of acting remotely to the magnetic compass setting, can coordinate with visible awareness and move their pod further out to sea and establish new guidelines and speak these changes to their pod, yet their pod may move further out to sea than the new settings of the magnetic north would have them travel. So the dolphins and the whales are changed. The humans also have changes wherein the magnetic helps create electricity within the body, and as the magnetic field weakens, then a weakening in the field, then the charge within the individual creates a lesser potential difference, and the individual then may feel a lack of energy or a lack of enthusiasm or excitement, a lack of ability to set a new potential anticipatory goal that he is able to, with enthusiasm, move toward. Memory is somewhat affected, too, by the changes as they affect the body system. However, with these changes come new alignment to the center of the galaxy and opening to the star systems. So much like the whales and the dolphins that are more intelligent and are able to maintain their awareness and connection in the now to the changes in their environment, namely the magnetic north, the humans then are also in shifting their awareness to the new energies that are surrounding them and staying aware in the now of new opportunities, opportunities for being more psychic, for establishing better communications and relationships with their fellow humans, which is also given impetus by the falling away of some of the old economic stabilities. These are the individuals that will survive the best and be more open to ascension and be in the heart and ride through like a surfer on a wave, standing up the whole way.
Greg Braden, who I interviewed in the year 2000, approximately 2000, had said that because of the declining magnetic field, that as we approach 2012, there will be a tendency for humans to have more difficulty with memory, because part of the human memory is stored in the magnetic field of the planet. Is that true?
That is true. And individuals, even of a younger age, may notice a short-term memory loss at certain times, which is higher at certain times than at other times. They may wonder how come yesterday they weren't able to remember something, but today they are. And there are various ebbs and flows to this magnetic resonance wherein memory is stored. However, an individual may develop compensatory ways of remembering, can also be stored in the body matrix in various areas. Lateral reference to other memories in connection with the thing that the individual is thinking about, to something in the past that is similar, may be affected there at a very deep level. However, within the individual's own field are memories that do not need to stay as a... We are developing the world.
Oh. Did we lose you, Terry?
Are you here? Can you hear me?
Okay.
I can.
We lost Terry, but it's actually time to close. It's 6:52. So obviously we've opened up a huge topic here. And
well, we were doing a recording.
We'll probably
so
continue with it.
We said aloud in a few words.
You said a lot in a few words, right. It's 6:52. We're supposed to be off 6:50 on DBS. So those of you that are on this line, I hope you'll invite other people to share this, because I do know that more people that listen, this is a very valuable thing for people to share. And those of you that are listening that are not on messageaday.net, you're invited to join messageaday.net, where we have ongoing messages. And we'll now say goodbye to our DBS audience. Terry, are you still there?
I'm here.
I guess we're off of BBS. Okay.
We're all in this back, and
We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. If you're listening on BBS and you want to join us, phone number is 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513. 712-770-4340. And 250-513 pound. Thank you. And thank you all for listening tonight. And we'll see some of you in a moment.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle. That's Cecil. Hi. Much love to everyone. See you at the Whole Planet Healing.